afternoon, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Her of Fame. But you could call me Slurricane, a.k.a. Trill Belichick. And today is Monday, September 4th, 2022. It's Labor Day, 2022, here in the United States of America. And that makes it about noon, a little bit after noon. That makes it about 9 a.m. Pacific time and just after 6 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers to any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local gamblers help group, and hopefully they can get you on the path of the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. We were about to become goddamn millionaires until yesterday. Woo-hoo-hoo! Labor Day, this should be bloody Sunday recovery day. God dang. I don't even know what we were, like maybe 2-5, 2-6 yesterday. It was bad. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. We don't dwell on wins, we don't dwell on losses, but goddamn, I was mending my wounds today. I woke up late as hell. You know, because I was watching that fight and just remember, like, goddamn, I got cracked yesterday. And if you tell me, you got cracked too. You know, we went from 9-2 this week to almost damn near even. Like 9-8, man. It was bad. I mean, the football game, how the hell do you miss that kick? All we needed is one down. We needed that extra point and one field goal in overtime, which was almost assured to happen. Ain't going to be no safeties that end of the field. You know? And when I first saw the line, it was 46.5. And they get the 47. Like, what the hell? When I first saw the line earlier this week, it was, you know, LSU and what's their name? Florida State. It was 46.5. I said, that's going over. And then when I book it, it's 51. All we need is a damn field goal in overtime. But we can't make the damn extra point. It gets blocked. Then, who else was there? That fight, goddamn. Goddamn. You're heavyweights. Somebody got to bite the dust. You don't go to decisions. You're heavyweights. Baseball. Devers didn't hit. Spencer Watkins, done with him. That was his second time getting us done in by a bad team. I think the first one was the Royals. That's the second time he did us in with a bad team. The Orioles starter, Spencer Watkins. Who else? Somebody else lost that wasn't supposed to. Whew, I'm heated. We won the Cardinals. We want something else. It wasn't, I don't know. It was bad yesterday, man. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. Hey, listen, I've only got one game today. I really got two. The Mets at 12:35, but it's so late. I got such a late start today. You'll probably miss it. But if you can catch the Mets at 12:35 Eastern, -1, go ahead and book it, because they're going to handle that business. Against the Pirates, the Kelly brothers. It's the one that ain't good. Merrill Kelly of the of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's a solid major league starter. His little brother, not yet. Might be, but not right now. Okay, take the Mets minus one if you can get it. If you can't, I understand. It's a little late. But I got it, minus one. Also, college football tonight. Clemson against Georgia Tech. Clemson is like a 23.5 point favorite. Okay? This Clemson game, I'm thinking of it like I thought of Saturday's game with USC and Rice. I told Rice, told USC, you want to get back in the national picture? You got to beat the piss out of Rice. Beat them by 50. They sure did. Beat them by 52. Same thing with damn Clemson. You want to get back into the national spotlight? Get back in that college football playoff picture? You got to beat the piss out of Georgia Tech. They just had an option service academy offense last year, the year before. You've got to beat the piss out of them. 23.5 ain't enough. You need to beat them by 31. But we're going to go ahead and take them minus 23.5. Clemson. All right? And that's all I got for today, folks. I'm licking my wounds. I'll be back Thursday with NFL action. But today, yeah, that's all we're going to chill after that damn day. All right? No, part of this is money management. You got to kind of chill out, you know, when you take a loss like that. And be careful, like I wasn't yesterday, when you have big wins. All right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action. And sorry I'm so short, guys. And sorry I'm so late. But yeah, you know, hell, we had two on the fight yesterday that we lost. Said it would go over or under 9.5 rounds. It goes the distance. Yeah, I'm not happy. Not dwelling on it, just not happy. It's just the first time I'm getting to vent about it all day. I'm just sitting in there in the damn bed all day, just mad. You know, worked out and got my workout in. But yeah, let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. We'll be back Thursday with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram, at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Okay? Don't forget the backup page where we pay homage to Larry Merchant, the former HBO boxing commentator with the name, at Betting Public, BettingPublic. And don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Content goes up there, usually Saturdays and Sundays. We will be back this weekend with action for the videos, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. You can see I'm a little heated, but we'll get back to it, all right? Let's go get our action. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back Thursday to talk to you. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.